One of the important ways that we cultivate our moral intelligence and sensitivity to others is through cultivating an attitude of goodwill toward ourselves and others. And in Buddhism, the word for this practice is called metta. Metta is a cultivation of the heart in which we connect with the innate capacity we have to be kind and to wish others well, wish ourselves well, also to have compassion and to take joy in the life around us, in the beauty and the happiness that's around us that we see. Compassion for those in pain and joy for those who are experiencing well-being, and an attitude of equanimity or equipoise in which we're not clinging to things being any particular way, one way or another, that we accept life's unfolding as it is. And each one of those four qualities of heart, mind, goodwill or loving kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity have practices to cultivate and grow qualities. So I'm going to offer a practice now, a meditation practice. It will be about half an hour. And then there'll be a little bit more time for discussion at the end. So please take a posture that in which you feel both alert and dignified and also at ease. So again, bring awareness to the body, feeling the body from the inside, being present in the body, feeling the breath in the body. And breathe into the heart. Feeling the breath in the heart, in the chest area. And opening the heart as a kind of a space of receptivity, as much as you can, whatever that may mean to you, to just let the heart be undefended, be open, be receptive, not be armored. And as you breathe in and breathe out, you might just imagine that your heart has a little Buddha smile on it. That there's a quality of gentle joy, a joy that comes from freedom from being driven by greed, hatred, and delusion. So a simple, gentle Buddha smile on the heart. And as you breathe into the heart, bring to mind your own deep desire to be happy, to experience well-being, to be at peace, to be free from suffering. Your deep desire to feel connected in your life. To be loving, to be loved. And as you connect with that core desire, a wholesome desire, to be well, to be happy, to be at peace, give yourself the kind intention, the kind wish. May you have your heart's desire. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy. May you live with well-being. May you be at peace. Allow your heart to give yourself that love, that friendship, that kindness. Sometimes people feel a resistance to offering themselves kindness and friendship and love. There's maybe an idea, I don't deserve this, or I've got to be perfect before I can love myself. And just notice that. Just notice that attitude, that obstruction, that closedness. And love that too. Give love to that, give kindness and friendship to maybe the resistance that comes up toward loving yourself. And if you do find that there's a quality, a kind of a flow of love and goodwill that you're kind of giving to yourself, and just connect with that. What does that feel like? And if it's maybe a little bit unclear, or you don't experience that, then I'll give you some intentions. So you can use these intentions, or you can use others that you might prefer. So there are four statements. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. May I be safe. May I be free from suffering. May I be happy and at peace. May I live with ease and well-being on this earth. So repeat these phrases, either all four of them or a couple of them or other phrases that have perhaps a similar kind of kindness. Friendship toward yourself, maybe other phrases that you use. For the next couple of minutes, in silence. Now bring to mind somebody that you feel close to, somebody who is dear to you. Could be a parent or a child or a dear friend, a spouse or lover, some other relative, a teacher, somebody you feel very close to. And bring that person somehow into presence with you, whether you imagine yourself with them somewhere or you have a felt sense of their presence here with you. And bring to mind also that, like you, they also wish to be happy, at peace. They wish to have a sense of well-being and they wish to not suffer. And as you bring to mind their deep core aspiration to be well, to be happy, to be at peace, allow your heart to respond to them with caring and kindness and offer these same intentions. And whether you just feel this quality of metta, loving kindness, goodwill toward the person, or you say the phrases, whichever is best for you. And the phrases again. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And continuing in silence.
Oh, yeah.
And now bring to mind somebody that you don't feel particularly close to, but nor do you feel distant from. Usually somebody you don't know very well. Like somebody that you see at work, but you haven't gotten to know, or somebody in your neighborhood, or the cashier that often checks out your groceries. So somebody you feel pretty neutral about, not very close or not very distant. And in the same way, bring that person into a sense of presence with you, whether you visualize them or just sense their presence. And bring to heart and mind that this person too wants to be happy, wants to experience well-being and peace and freedom from suffering. And as you bring this to mind, allow your heart to respond to their core aspiration to be well, to be happy, to be at peace. And if there's a sense of the heart opening and extending toward this person, notice what that feels like. And if you wish, you can silently say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. Now bring to mind somebody that you feel somewhat distant from. It might be somebody that you have a hard time communicating with, or you find unpleasant to be with. It's recommended that if there is somebody from whom you've experienced a traumatic experience, or of many traumatic experiences, that as you learn this practice, that you not begin with this person, but begin with somebody a little bit easier to open to. A difficult person, somebody who you feel distant from, but not a very, very challenging person. So again, bring this person into some sense of presence here with you, or imagine that you are with them somewhere. Remember some place you've been, perhaps. And as you are together, bring to mind that this person too wishes to be happy, wishes to experience a sense of well-being and to be free from suffering. And notice how your heart responds. If your heart responds with kindness, with caring, wishing them well, or if your heart feels more blocked. Without judging yourself in any way, and offer these, again, these phrases that you've been saying to the other people as we have been practicing, and say them with intention. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. May you be safe. May you be free from suffering. May you be happy and at peace. May you live with ease and well-being on this earth. And continuing in silence. And now bring to mind people in extending and widening circles around us, people in this neighborhood, in Montreal, people of all ages, of all skin color, ethnicity, language, religious background, old and young, male and female. People who are experiencing illness of some sort, people who are in good health, people who are being born, and people who are dying, all the people of the earth. Extending this heart of kindness to all human beings. People who are suffering loss and violence, war, famine, drought, wildfires, people who are enjoying their families, their work, the world around them, the beauty of nature, people in every kind of circumstance. Allow your heart to extend and open to all human beings. May each one be safe. May each one be free from suffering. May each one be happy and at peace. And may each live with ease and well-being on this earth. Extending this intention, this wholesome desire for the happiness of all. Bringing to mind all the other life forms, creatures of the air, all the birds and the insects, the tiny microorganisms, creatures of the water, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, from the great mammals of the sea, all the fresh and water and saltwater fish and crustaceans and tiny organisms and creatures of the land, the great inhabitants of the forests and jungles, and all the tiny creatures that live in trees and holes in the ground, and the insects and tiny beings, and also holding in our hearts not only these creatures but their habitats which are threatened, and the creatures are threatened as well, holding with compassion, with love, with joy, the lives of all creatures. May each one have what it needs for life. May their habitats be preserved and not destroyed. Extending care and kindness to all living beings. And so we'll sit for a few more minutes in silence, and if you wish to continue to offer metta to yourself or any other or to all beings, you can do that. Or if you wish to return to the mindfulness practice, mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of the body, you can do that. Another 5 minutes. in our practice, in our lives, serve the happiness, well-being, and liberation of all beings.